This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted.
I love that. Somebody really went out on a limb with that one.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Nate Tooley and Linda Solers. Nate is the president of Earhart Aeronautics. And Linda is an award-winning builder and pilot.
Yes, she is.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, shucks. Yeah.
That's hey. It's right here on the note. I wouldn't lie about that.
Since he wrote the note. Yeah. So, we're talking about avionics. You've got context aware. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Yeah, you know, so context aware, you know, the way to think about it is, you know, any system can present information to people, data to people, and the usefulness of that information is dependent upon phase of flight, dependent upon pilot workload, cognitive load. It's dependent upon different factors. And, you know, an example of that in real time is if you're training with an instructor pilot, you know, a good instructor pilot will be looking at the student pilot and looking at, you know, hand movements and phase of flight and complexity and procedures and give kind of escalating guidance and, you know, and hey, you're looking a little bit stressed, you know, is there something you could be doing? Are you, you know, is there a checklist you could be running through? They're paying attention to a lot of different data points before presenting information or before intervening. And so that's what a context-aware avionics system does, is it pays attention to more than just information coming through the different sensors on a plane. And then in the use of the UI, it presents that information in a way that is usable to the pilot. It then simplifies the flying experience. And ultimately, at the end of the day, Earhart exists to make aviation safer and more accessible. And the accessibility piece really gets into present information in a way where it's simplified, it's highly relevant, and it's an approachable way to work with avionics.
Okay, so it's not just instruments, it's not just traffic information, it's deciding which of those things is most important to us at that time.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So a couple examples of that would be, you know, the checklists are a great one. You know, there are different phases of flight when you need to be running through the right checklists in the right order, and those are there for a reason. And so, you know, and in the event of an emergency, right, there are emergency checklists that you should go through. And in a traditional approach to avionics, the system doesn't know when to present which of these checklists. It doesn't know when to present, you know, a certain emergency procedure. It's not aware of that type of information. But with Earhart, that system is aware, you know, and so we can present that at the right time.
Well, how does it decide? What is the context?
Yeah, it's a combination of the same, you know, pitot-static and GPS and navigational inputs that you would have already, combined with an onboard computational engine, combined with inputs that are part of the proprietary system that are looking at cognitive load of the pilot, that are looking at complexity of the phase of flight, and piecing all of that together.
And the engine,
yeah. So a great one is
okay. So sees that I'm slowing down, that I'm losing altitude, and it sees my flaps coming down, it's going to say I'm landing, and show me the landing checklist and
yeah, stuff or your like lane that. A failed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and so an emergency is a great example. You know, if you know the system is down to fractions of a second monitoring all kinds of engine data, all kinds of performance data, and if there's some sort of a degradation in that, a pilot is not left to go, okay, hold on, something seems wrong, I'm getting an alert and something is in the yellow or in the red, let me start pulling up these checklists, let me go menu, let me find where it is. The system goes, oh, I know lane 3 is at a fault, here's the checklist to run through, let me show it to you. And will have the ability to run through that checklist automatically. So you can say, you know what, run through that. Help me through this right now.
So this is running on your own hardware, your own totally packaged instruments, not an add-on or anything like that.
That's right, yeah. So okay. Earhart is not only UI and software, it is a fundamental redesign of all hardware, all the way down to the autopilot servos we use. They're all developed by Earhart.
Wow. Would you call this the start of your airplane being situationally aware?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm a retired Airbus pilot, and I'm excited about it because it'll have some of that the abilities that the Airbus had. But I think of my Earhart system is going to be my sort of digital first officer
right.
that's going to be able to assist me and present me with data that I need when I need it.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm excited about
that. So the last seconds before you touch down on an off-airport landing, it says, oh, crap.
Yeah, and one thing, you're not wrong. We are actually paying attention to every stick input, every throttle input, every touch on the panel, everything that's spoken, and we actually are quantifying all of that. And so what that allows the system to do is not only go, you know, you logged 2.1, you had two landings, you know, hopefully the same number of takeoffs as landings, right? Your logbook information, but also, you know, what was your hand doing on short final? Were you showing signs of being competent in that maneuver, or you just completed it, right?
Right,
and so
right.
Every landing that you end up on the ground
so
is a good one,
you,
but
yeah.
it is, absolutely it is. And
does it give homework assignments?
Yes.
Yes, it
so
does.
That's
oh,
exactly,
my
yes.
goodness.
So, and the whole point of that is, you know, let's say you're getting ready to fly in, you know, into Oshkosh, for example, slightly complicated airspace, slightly unique procedure coming in, right? And so you look at that and go, okay, how do I prepare for this, right? Like, how do I make sure I am ready to not only legally do this, but to do this very well? And it's a combination of so many things you have done over the preceding weeks and months. And so the system is contextually aware to go, you know what, before you fly in, you should be reviewing this. You should practice this. Our hardware is can also ship with a home simulator, so you can actually plug it in at home, fire up your X-Plane, fire up the Earhart system, and you can practice the things that the system has identified where you need to level up.
So you
to your proficient.
And you could also fly the actual flight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In simulation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can set it up so that it'll have some failures and run
right.
through like
oh,
a good...
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
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 You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's be real.
The
yeah, these planes don't always work perfectly, right? So
yeah.
you got to prepare for those situations.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to call this system? The ex-wife Mark I?
Oh, my God.
You're watching hey, over my shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Called right seat driver.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, yeah.
I think first officer is better.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds classy, but you know it doesn't feel that way when it's yelling at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
said right turn.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. Not ready for that.
Yeah, right, right. I'm yeah. sorry, that's not available now.
Right, right.
You haven't unlocked.
Thank
that.
You, Hal.
Yeah, yeah right.
Yeah.
Please tell me it doesn't run on Windows.
Oh.
No. No, it's all
more reliable
it's all
than that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, Nikita Amershkin, the Earhart founder, he previously was doing avionics at SpaceX, and so it took a very much of a SpaceX approach of fault tolerance and you know, if you look at the computational complexity of a system that needs to be able to go into orbit and return on its own legs, you know, it's got to be reliable, it's got to be fault tolerant, it's got
to
be
redundant. Okay, it's not going to wig out if I happen to get near a SpaceX landing pad, is it?
It may rock the wings and say hi, you know, but it's not going to think the drone ship out at sea
right,
is a viable
landing spot,
right?
Yeah.
It'll know.
So like my transport jet, you're going to have multiple failures of redundant systems. That's
right.
one of the
yeah.
things that's so great yeah. about this.
That is
yeah.
nice.
And that was yeah. one reason why we, you know, decided we even needed to go all the way down into the autopilot servos, because we were looking at fault tolerant points, and we were looking at how far do we need to go,
right?
And all the way down into, I mean, there's not a bolt on that system.
Well, the
that,
first
you know,
question about that, the major redundant thing I want to know about is it got onboard backup battery?
Absolutely.
So it will function in the event of a total electrical failure,
right? And right. and Starlink connected system. So
I can watch my favorite show.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You can be reachable no matter where you are.
Yeah. Right. No, so. You're going, hey, where's my checklist? And then it says, oh, sorry, I was watching
Game
of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I got 5 minutes left. Hold on.
I can just see it now. It flashes a message. The FAA wants you to call the tower when you land.
I'll call them for you.
Yeah. We want to definitely find the right line of a system that's looking out for you, but it's not going to, you know, place the phone call for
you.
Yeah, exactly. Or overrule you. Exactly.
So
you're
trying to avoid Skynet, essentially.
Right.
So that begs to ask, can you put in like stick shaker functions and things like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So
precocious.
Yeah. It's a great question. So Earhart, as I mentioned, it exists to make flying safer and more accessible. Mm-hmm. And so Earhart Avionics, that's the first product. It's over at booth 439 right now. We've got it in Linda's plane. We flew out from LA with the Earhart system, and we've got a simulator and we've got a desktop unit. And That's what we're calling phase one. Phase two, what we've been flying for a couple of years, is a simplified flight controls fly-by-wire system. And so we actually replace the physical connection with a simplified flight control logic and fly-by-wire system.
In a 150.
In the experimental LSA Part 22 Mosaic, right. One of those types.
Yes, we can do that legally.
Exactly. Yeah. But that just takes the ethos of doing everything we can to make it safer and more accessible and going even further. So
nice.
That's coming up next.
Nice. Where do we go on the field to find you?
Yeah, booth 439. You'll see Linda's Sling High Wing. You can't miss it. It's got a map on the side of where she flew that across
right
the ocean.
Right outside the studio here.
Come on by.
Well, I would definitely want to look at this thing.
Me
looks
too.
Really interesting.
Sounds interesting.
Yep. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie on autopilot.
And we were speaking with Nate Tooley and Linda Solers of Earhart Aeronautics. Wow. Got it right.
Yes.
And we're about to blow the break.
Thank you so much, guys, for having
radio.
Us.
Thank you.